Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
A new study suggests that verbal skills can be affected by touchscreen devices. Are you letting your toddler use your iPhone, your smartphone, your tablet when they're sitting in the back of the car or when you're at a restaurant? Well, my guest today says that is probably not the best idea. My guest is Dr. Ruth Mladic. She's a developmental and behavioral pediatrician at the Stephen Alexander Cohn Children's Medical Center of New York. Welcome to the show. So, doctor, tell us about this study and what did it show so that parents listening get the true facts about these devices that we're letting our kids play with instead of books and pens and crayons and things like that.
Well, good afternoon. In our NICU follow-up clinic, we were noticing that a lot of parents were coming to the follow-up clinic without any toys, that they were actually using their cell phones or an iPad as the toy of choice for the children, and many parents were very, very proud of their children's abilities with these electronic devices. So we really decided to take a look at, you know, do these electronic devices help or hurt our children? And what we found was that children who played non-educational games on these devices actually had lower verbal scores. And I think one of the things we need to take from that is that when you give a child an electronic device, a lot of times we stop talking to them because they're quiet and they're happy. But we have to really maintain our language.
Okay, so, I mean, really, I see the same thing. I see it at restaurants. I see it all over the place, parents with their devices. And I won't let my kids bring any of those. I never have, really, but I do see it all over the place. So what's a parent to do when you want to recommend toys? What do you think are some of the easiest to tote around? I like the cardboard books for toddlers and little crank. God, I used to tote those things everywhere.
Absolutely. Books and crayons and paper, but really more importantly, talk about the great things that you're seeing around you. If you go to the doctor's office, talk about what you're seeing. Wow, look, there's a lady and she's using her computer, and make up stories and talk about colors, because it's that absence of talk that is really the problem.
So, Dr. Mladic, do you think that parents don't know what you're saying? Do you think they just take the easiest route out? Do you think that, I mean, you'd think they know this, but
absolutely
really they
not.
Don't.
I think that parents, you know, myself included, because I have five children, that parents are often tricked by people who are selling things, you know. Get this program, it's going to help your child learn more. Get this app, it's going to help your child with puzzles. And the truth is that parents need to know they are their child's best toy, that a child is going to learn more from their parents than any educational app or anything that is really going to boost their child's intellect. Parents are their children's best toys.
Well, so, and just, you said it perfectly, because you did say that when parents bring those things in into your clinic and such, that they think that that's, that they're doing their kids a favor, that their toddler, isn't he amazing? He's 1.5 years old and he can already play Angry Birds, or he can already maneuver the iPhone. And we think that this little computer-generated world is going to make them smarter, but you have proved it's just the opposite.
Right. Don't get sucked in by the hype. Really trust in your own parent instincts and interact with your child, because they're really going to benefit from it.
Wow, that is, I mean, that's kind of an amazing study, and one that I think that people would be very surprised to see the answer, because it's just not what you would expect. You really think that these things, this technology world we live in, is going to make our children smarter. So books, you've mentioned books, drawing pictures, talking to our children. When children then see the parents doing the same thing with the phones,
Oh, absolutely.
We're keeping ourselves occupied with that stuff, so our kids naturally. So what's your best advice about ourselves and our objects and devices?
Absolutely. I think you need to kind of take a step away from your object and device and look at this beautiful world we live in. And I tell everybody, we have to kind of go with the cupcake philosophy. Everybody likes to have a cupcake for happy birthday, right? You want to have a happy birthday cupcake, and that's wonderful. But if you have a happy birthday cupcake 12 times a day, every day, you're not going to be very healthy, and you're not going to be very happy either way. So I really need both parents and children to really think that the iPad and the iPod, they are wonderful information devices. I love the fact that you can be outside and your child can say, what type of cloud is that? And you can look it up together and learn together. So just like television, just like anything else, the iPad and the iPod should be something that stimulates language, that stimulates discussion, and can be used as a wonderful tool, but shouldn't be used to simply occupy your time, because it really interferes with your appreciation of the world in general.
When do you think it's okay for all of these devices to enter our lives and enter our children? Your study concentrated mostly on toddlers' language development, true? So when is the age that, okay, it's okay to get them, involved in all of these things?
The American Academy of Pediatrics has, a media statement where they really recommend a lot of cutting down of electronic media younger than 2 years of age. And that includes television. And it really, although it's not specific, should include things like touchscreen devices. I believe that children younger than the age 2 should always be using touchscreen devices with mommy and daddy. So you can talk about everything that you see. If you see numbers, if you see letters, you can talk about these and use them as educational tools. So obviously I don't want to say absolutely not, no television or no iPad or no iPod below the age of 2. However, I think we really need to use it sparingly. As a child gets older, and we are now doing studies looking at iPad usage in school and whether or not this is even a good thing, they do really need introduction to that technological world that we live in. So definitely adding them in an educational way where parents and children work together to both encourage language, encourage development, and really see the world from a different view.
Now, this is a bit off topic, a little bit, but, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends less than 2 hours of screen time a day. Do you feel that that includes, we only have about a minute left, but computer time and, school things that they have to do for school, is that included?
Absolutely. 2 hours of screen time a day is more than enough time. The rest of the time, if a child gets home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and spends 2 hours of screen time, that brings you to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. After 5 o'clock, it's time to eat dinner, relax, talk with your parents, tell them about your day, read books, and really spend quality time as family together.
Great advice. So parents listening, this is a study that was just done that toddlers' language development can be stunted by touchscreen use. So if your kids are under 3 years old, they shouldn't be using these devices. And it's a proven study that shows that it's sort of the opposite of what you might have thought, that it will make them smarter. It could suggest verbal skills are affected by these devices. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.